Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We got pro tip. So we needed clarity because there was a debate last week. Clarity on post-mortem certificate and where exactly to get them. So every Wednesday we bring you practical advice from experts in different industries. Simple, useful nuggets to make life a little bit easier, smarter and better. So last week on the show, there was a debate around the post-mortem certificate. Where exactly do you get it? Some said it comes from the doctor. Others said from the funeral parlor. And we need to clear things up because I think Komuto said you can get it from... You can get it from the doctor.
Yeah, and there were messages.
There was a voice note. Yeah.
No, there were messages. And people from funeral parlors are like, no,
yeah,
it's not really the doctor. Because I said to you... my family, they put everything to...
The palace.
The palace will do everything.
Yeah.
It depends if you guys want to know what really killed
your person, your
loved one.
Yeah, and I still say the doctor, because even the palace does not do that examination. It will always come from the hospital. Then the hospital would hand that information to the palace. Mm. So I stick to that.
So we've got a clip from a listener.
Ngicela ukubuza tu ukuthi like ama results o postmortem ungathola kanjani, because nje nomntana wami ukuthi aphume nje lapha emakhazini mabamyenza lo postmortem kuthathe a month ukuthi aphume, because bebeloke bayamjumpa bayenza the other bodies. So ngicela nje ukwazi ukuthi ama results o postmortem ungathola kanjani.
And is this Khomutso? Do you have Khomutso?
Yeah, Khomutso's
me.
Expectation.
I'm not a pro taper.
Well, Khomutso, you remember Skumba said,
I'm always right.
Yes.
The doctor that declared your child deceased, I'm so sorry for your loss, is the person who should give you the postmortem results. So even when you have passed on, you're still a patient of that doctor. So you remain a patient until the hospital releases that body. So that doctor, the nursing staff there, they should be able to channel you to the right people so that you can get the postmortem results. Of course, they get them from a different department, but those results, just like how is that the blood test, you can't get the results from the blood bank. It goes to your doctor, and then your doctor tells you what the results are. Postmortem works exactly the same. They order postmortem. After you've ordered postmortem, they channel them back to the doctor.
That's our knowledgeable, our darling. Sense of knowledge. So you know, you heard from a listener, you heard from pro tip, sense of knowledge, Komuto. Now we're going to try and hear from a professional, a forensic pathologist and board member of the South African Academy of Forensic Sciences and senior lecturer at the University of Pretoria, Dr. Thabo Soul, who explains everything you need to know about the postmortem certificate. Listen carefully, Komuto.
Hi, Glenn, Skumba, and Komuto.
Hello.
Last week, you were speaking about postmortem reports and death certificates, and I thought I should clarify a few things. This is your pro tip for this week. My name is Dr. Tabi Soul. I'm a forensic pathologist. A postmortem report that is issued out after a medical, legal, or forensic autopsy is issued out to the magistrate or the courts and the prosecutor via the investigating officer, who is from the SAPS. So family members or any other person concerned can have access to that report once it is supplied to the court. Death certificates are different from the report because death certificates are issued by the Department of Home Affairs after a death has been notified by the pathologist or attending clinician. Hope this helps.
Very helpful.
Very helpful, but at the same time, I would say there's so many steps that are being jumped.
Absolutely. Mm.
Because a family member would say, I want to know what killed Bob. And we would talk to maybe food poison.
Mm-hmm.
How many families are opening cases and wait for the magistrate to declare, okay, the investigating officer has done their job,
yeah,
to say umuntu sono so obakhavazela was poisoned.
Yeah. And also remember, when you order a postmortem, it's not even just to declare poisoning. You would then want to know what type of poison.
Mm.
And that only happens, obviously, with pathologists, that forensic pathologists that would have tested the body, tested bloodstream, whatever they test, I don't know what they test, that would then determine the poison. But that conversation is not happening with a magistrate.
Mm.
It's happening with whoever is in the line of service. So if you are talking to your doctor, that conversation is happening with the doctor.
So that means so many doctors are lying to us.
So I would get it. Now I remember with my father, we wanted a postmortem. But like this lady said, it was taking forever because my father went to hospital today. We left him there at around 1 a.m. At 3 a.m., the hospital was calling us to tell us that our father had passed away. So we were like, this is weird. He went there for a foodache. Why is this happening, you know? And they said, you can order a postmortem. And we were ordering the postmortem with the hospital. At no point did the hospital said, we will then give you a court date to go fetch the result at the magistrate office. You know what I mean?
Mm.
At no point did that happen. So I'm agreeing with you. I mean, she's the professional. She knows definitely better. But there are a few
steps. But did you get the results? Did you get them?
No, it took so long that we ended up just burying my father. It was taking way too long. We ended up burying my father because we were like...
Because also it makes you suspicious.
Yeah, and listen...
Right?
We even thought, what am I getting? Papa Natsuhile, he had never been in a hospital.
Ken,
you know what I mean?
How many of our people would really want to have a postmortem? Of the we leave our parents special.
Mm.
We get calls hours later to say ubaba orumkhulu shoru mamu shonile.
And that's it.
And that's it. We go and we are focusing on how to bury this person with dignity.
Mm.
And chances are there is foul play one way or another.
Because the sample, taking that sample to test the cause of death doesn't take 2 weeks. It's not like they sit there with the body and every day there's a random test that they are running. You know what I mean? They test the body once, and then after that, I don't know, that is it the processing of the information that takes too long? It looks like we have a caller there.
Dr. Tabisol.
Oh,
yes.
Dr.
Tabisol. Doc. Hey, Dr.
Hi, Skumba.
Welcome back.
Hello. So we were just feeling like maybe it was too high level for us. It is slow learner. And we felt like there's maybe steps missing. And I was making an example that when you ask for a postmortem, you talk to the doctor or whoever is telling you that your loved one is deceased. Wouldn't that be where you get the results after all of it?
You know, I think the confusion lies in the fact that there are essentially two types of postmortems that can be performed. So one is the forensic or medical legal postmortem that is done in state mortuaries. And that postmortem is done on people who pass away as a result of unnatural causes, your car accident, gun violence, etc. And as such, those postmortems are mandated by law, and you don't request or order them. They are mandated by law, and they have to be done.
Uh-huh.
The postmortem that you are alluding to is a so-called hospital or academic postmortem, and that one is at the request of either the family or the attending medical practitioners, clinicians, or hospital. And you have to get consent. Inherently, we know that the person died of natural causes, but we think that we want to just be sure how far has the cancer spread, for example, or how bad was the heart attack, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So that postmortem is performed in private, and it's performed by either anatomical pathologists in the hospital. And the report there is then provided directly to the family.
Yeah.
So there is a bit of confusion as to which type of postmortem is performed. And I think, you know, you know, your producer asked me to produce
a short clip.
1 minute clip.
I couldn't cover everything, but perhaps it's clear now.
Yeah. And doctor, I think there's also an issue about, you know, some hospitals being understaffed. Because Khomotsa was talking about how they wanted a post mortem and it just took forever, and they ended up burying their beloved father.
Yeah, it is quite an issue. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily know the exact specifics of her case. But we definitely have a shortage of staff, not only in forensics, but also in state as anatomical pathologists. We you know, at last count, in terms of forensic pathologists in South Africa, there's approximately 60 to 80 that are registered at the Health Professions Council, and these pathologists are supposed to service, you know, the entire population. And yet, there are medical practitioners who are employed in state to also perform medical legal autopsies, but specialists are very few, and we are in dire shortage of.
Thank you so much for that clarity. I think we are at least a bit more clear.
Thank you very much, Doc.
In private sector, that would be a bit different because there they have their own independent labs, and pathology would be able to be rushed through, unless if it's a criminal case. But if it's a matter of we suspect food poisoning and all of that, then they can easily send it through to one of the private labs and then push and communicate with the pathologist there on the private labs. But with regards to government sector, it's a long process.
Give us our understand Mona here. I get insurance today. I didn't get poison. The Huta de Rally, but Dali, one kick poison, we pull out what. More, the courting, if it are Joanja, no, one of our battalion happened to the Joanja.
You know what? My father was 84 years old, he was bumped in a car accident. My brother took him to the hospital, and 12 o'clock the doctor said, okay, no, they can leave my father there. They're going to sort him out and what. The following day, they sent the police to us, telling us your father passed on at 2 o'clock. His spell was broken and what. But you know, what did they do? They gave my brother 2 death certificates. The one death certificate says natural cause, and the other death certificate says accident cause. What? So, up till now, nothing happened with that case and all of that. And I agree with you, death certificates must come from the doctor.
Hey, was near to Professor Wabuya Ngoba. Hi. This is thing ready for it to pay this overlap studio. Hey, this is thing being imagine it lenge and piggies and no tools kumba no kumut. Yo,
I'm by piggies. I'm
taking a back seat.
I'm piggies.
But it's sad on how many of our loved ones are buried and we still don't know what happened to them.
Yeah, it is. I mean, sure. What else can you do? Because you also have the pressure of burying your loved one and then they're gone. Even if you have all the answers in the world, it's not going to bring them back. So you kind of need to decide what's more important, laying them to rest or getting these answers if they are really haunting you, which is troublesome. It's really a horrible place to be in.
What I find interesting is this lady saying they got 2 death certificates.
That's just fraud.
One for accident, one for natural cause. Does it mean during the operation, the father suffered from a heart attack or he reacted badly to whatever it is that they were using? It's a very strange one. Natural and accident.
But they should state it unless the doctor is saying that go home affairs, I want to drop down. Yeah, or enough space for them to write everything that has happened. Because when you get a death certificate, it is literally like 2 words or 3 words. Natural cause, accidental death, suicide. It will, I don't know if they write suicide, but it will just write that one word.
Natural or unnatural.
Or unnatural, that's right. Maybe there's no option in the system to drop down to. That's why they got the 2 death certificates, because one maybe is a heart attack and then the one was actually the heart attack was a result of the accident.
But at the same time,
so weird.
How many of us are going to fight the unnatural causes? You go and get you told it the certificate. If I unnatural causes, because someone died in their sleep. But went to sleep and died. Someone was eating something, vomited, the following day, gone.
Yeah, sure.
Our focus is always laying them to rest, not wanting to find out what really... Because when it's old people, you tend to understand. Chances are someone in the family wanted Coco gone because they wanted to get policy monies.
Mm.
And we don't even go that deep when someone dies. We just say, get it over and done with. And that's just that.
Sure.
Yeah, Khumutso, right. But the pathologist at the mortuary, the pathologist at the whatever, government mortuary or whatever, forensic mobile and the post-mortem thing, will write a report of the findings sahai mopoding eo, and then refer the report to the a treating doctor, and then the treating doctor itlabe the family hore, the pathologist utozo hore, there's a clot somewhere or there was a bullet lodged somewhere, just like that. But utlaba a convey the results to the treating doctor. The treating doctor gives the results to the family.
I'm a result to a post-mortem or to uatole. You need to book umuntu otherwise angeke baze bam attend because kumele athole a number from elagenzwa khona ama postmortem. So you need to claim the body to say this is my body. Yes, there are the papers, and then ke khona bazayenza I postmortem. Then mabaqedile bazokufonela ke bakutshela ukuthi sebaqedile uyeza uzosignela ama results, then they release the body to the mortuary of your choice.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.